Welcome to The Parent Equation with me, Aisha Murray. I'm a coach and I primarily support working parents and carers who believe that parenthood shouldn't be a barrier to a successful and fulfilling career. In this podcast series, I chat to inspirational working parents and ask them to share their own experiences of raising children alongside their careers. We talk about the struggles and the moments of joy. And I hope in each episode, there's something that can bring you a bit more strength and positivity. So please follow, listen and subscribe on all major platforms. So welcome to this week's edition of The Parent Equation. Today I have the honour of Alice Stapleton. Alice is a career coach for people in their 20s and 30s and mainly practicing career change. I think that's the correct way to say it, Alice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. So thank you so much for being here. And just a bit of a context, I think it's quite interesting, perhaps, that actually you and I met, it might have been about 10, 11 years ago, when I was looking for coaching, because I was going from a permanent job to freelance. And I had, I think at that point, I had my first daughter had been born, I think, which must have been a baby. And we had several sessions of you coaching me. So I think perhaps without even knowing it, you sowed the seed of coaching into me, which I then followed up on years later, which is really good.
Yeah, it's good. Good to see what's come of those sessions. Yeah,
exactly. So let's just start by finding out a bit more about you. So you can just tell me a little bit about your background and your kind of situation where you are now as a working parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've had my coaching business for about 10 years. And to begin with, I was sort of coaching around careers, but also life coaching too, and coaching employees through their organizations as well. Then I had my son, he's just turned 4, and off the back of that, when I came back to work, I actually decided to, I guess, niche down my coaching practice even more to focus specifically on career change, mainly because I was sort of looking for a way of reducing my workload coaching wise, but also because, yeah, just in terms of my developmental journey as a coach, that was where I wanted to go next. And I suppose when my son started nursery, he was just shy of a year, and I started back coaching 2 days a week and have built it up from there over the last 3 years. And so now I'm working sort of 4 days. So that's how I've sort of made it work. Came along.
And are you working, you obviously say you work with 20 and 30 year olds, are those generally people before they've had a family or potentially afterwards? Was it more sort of the younger pre-family?
Yeah, I mean, before I had my son, it was very much people, majority still single, maybe early relationship. I suppose since having my son and having that period of maternity leave, it did make me think, oh, it'd be really great to work with parents returning back to work, because I did have that sense of, God, I feel so lucky that I'm going back to a career that's flexible, that actually it's all right, I enjoy it. I was thinking, God, you know, going back to work is hard enough. Imagine if you're going back to something that you actually hate or you never wanted to be doing in the first place, that you feel you have to financially. So that was when I actually sort of opened up my marketing, if you like, and highlighted how actually, you know, I work with parents as well returning to work who actually want to take that opportunity to make a bit of a change the path that they're on. So I suppose that then means that you're working with people perhaps in late 30s, sometimes early 40s. So now it's a bit of a bit of both, but still more so people who haven't got kids yet. But as I say, a sort of handful of clients who do have young kids.
Yeah. So as you say, going back to work after maternity or paternity leave can be a career sort of confidence knock at the best of times, and trying to get yourself back in the rhythm of it all. So I suppose putting a career change on top of that could be a pretty confusing and anxious time for people.
Yeah, the people I've worked with, they've been on leave and they want to use that time to think about what they want to go back to. And if it is a bit of a drastic change, then how they make that work financially with the rest of, the family. It's a sort of an opportunity that has a silver lining, I guess, that they have that time and that brain space to think about, okay, well, what do I want to go back to? Is it the job that I have there? Or is it something else? Do I want to start my own business? Do I want to change track slightly?
I think that's important to get across to people, because I think my own personal experience of when I was on maternity leave, certainly the first time, was I couldn't think about anything else apart from this child and what I had to do and provide for. And I think my mental capacity for what was going to come next was very limited. So I just automatically went back into what I was doing before without really thinking there could be another option. So it was very much a sort of just robotic, okay, go back to do what I was doing, ask for a part-time if I can, and then just carry on. But actually, I think, as you've just said, it's very important to get across to people that you have got that brain space when you're away from the work environment. And actually, maybe a few months before you're due to go back, is to start putting in some steps to think about if that's the right thing for you. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And that has worked really well for the parents that I've been working with. And sometimes they have to go back for however many months in order for their maternity pay to be valid and that sort of thing. So building that in. I have had some clients who they're pregnant and actually they want to use the sessions to come up with a plan of how they're going to use their maternity leave, what they want to do at the end of it. As I say, you might return to your old job for a bit and then move on from there. It's worth the forethought, but yeah, completely identify with what you're saying there too, that it's quite a full-on period to take on something like that. But once you've sort of got into your routine a little bit, and now with this shared leave as well, that can open up opportunities to
definitely. And then, as you've said, you had a successful career before having your son and were able, fortunate, to go back into a successful career afterwards, more on your own terms. So how do you think having a child changed your approach, your perception to your work?
So I think before I had my son, so I was working full time, so to speak, i.e. I would have clients Monday to Friday. I wouldn't have that many because you've got the whole week to play with. So I think when I came back to coaching after my son, I think it gave me an appreciation for setting boundaries. Tied into the fact that nursery is not cheap. I didn't really have that luxury of, just put him in 5 days and just, play around with that time being self-employed. So it did mean that got me thinking, okay, well, I'll start back 2 days a week because it will take time for me to build my coaching up again. And financially, that was reasonable for those 2 days. So I think it was about, just changing those boundaries, being a bit more picky about how I spent my time, what coaching work I was willing to take on, what I was then saying no to, because I only had those 2 days initially, focuses the mind somewhat. So I guess, yeah, boundaries and priorities changed, and I had to be sort of quite, not rigid, but really aware of them and try to stick to them as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think also then that your parental brain, probably a better term for that, changed the way you actually coached your clients? A different perspective on life because you're a mother?
I think it did. I'm not sure, because of the age group that I work with, sometimes it's probably a bit of a double-edged sword, in that I think when you have children, you do have a wider perspective on things, a bigger perspective. So then if you're working with somebody, for example, in their early 20s, who has very different priorities and is very sort of short-term focused and is very sort of in the thick of it, it can then be quite hard as a coach to sort of hold that in. You know, it's not helpful to say, okay, there's, you know, bigger things to worry about here, or bigger perspective to have. It's been difficult to sort of be aware that we're all coming from our challenges from different perspectives, different backgrounds, different experiences. But then in the same way, that can offer you a tool, if you'd like, to ask questions around that, to try and get them to see the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get them to think about how they want their life to look more broadly.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's the impact it's had most. And then obviously if I'm coaching somebody who is a parent, you have an appreciation of what they're up against. You know, I think it's one of those things that you can only imagine if you don't have kids. I think when you do have kids, it's sort of a whole new level of awareness of maybe what somebody might be trying to manage and how many plates they've got spinning, that sort of thing. So I guess in terms of maybe empathy and that side of things, it's sort of raised, and therefore your questioning might be slightly different and a bit more appreciative of where they're coming from, I guess.
And I think that's also an important point you make about sort of short-term versus long-term focus, and how certainly when you're, say, younger and in the thick of it, your focus is much more self-centered, not in a selfish way, but it's much more self-centered, much smaller, I think, around yourself, and much more short-term. Whereas when you become a parent, and as your kids then grow and get older, as you say, your focus has to change. It has to be about others. It has to be about empathy. It has to be about family and balancing everybody's needs. And it has to be long term, because these kids aren't going anywhere for about 40 years. My parents would probably agree to.
Yeah,
you do have to shift your focus, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I can certainly see with the clients who are parents, they have a completely different set of priorities and needs that they need to work within. So if they are considering a career change, they do have to think about their family and the financial implications and the childcare implications. Mm-hmm. And whereas somebody in their 20s, they don't have that, those dependents and those responsibilities. So they're a bit freer to choose what it is that they want to do, ideally. And there's more things to consider as a parent.
Yeah, which again, I think when we're in our 20s, we don't realise that, do we? We don't realise that actually we've got the freedom and the time to really do whatever we want to do. And unfortunately, we probably don't make the most of it when we're in our 20s. And many realise that with the benefit of hindsight in our 30s and 40s.
Absolutely. And that was the biggest struggle I had in adjusting to parenthood was, and I don't think anyone really explained. I don't know if it's because they're concerned as a parent, you don't want to sort of frighten the life out of a pregnant woman. But no one really explained, you know, they sort of say, oh, your life will change.
Yeah.
But yeah, the biggest thing was the freedom. I hadn't really comprehended how different that is, and I use the word different because that's been my adjustment. You know, I kept thinking, oh, freedom good, being a parent restricted bad. it is just different. But yeah, that was my biggest adjustment, that yeah, I had, you know, 5 days just to do what I wanted career wise and do what you want in the evening and do what you want the weekend. Yeah, and then they come along and bang. It's a real well, it was for me, it was a real shock.
Yeah.
Just thinking, what do you mean? I can't have a shower when I want to shower. I have to shower when they allow me to have a shower. That's such a big adjustment. So yeah, the freedom's a big thing, I think.
Yeah. Or if I am having a shower, they will inevitably try and come in the bathroom to ask me some pointless question when I'm in the shower.
Yeah, well, they want to get in the shower with you. Yeah. So then you're sort of stood there freezing cold by the shower while they enjoy their nice shower.
Common problems. And I think actually that leads me on to thinking about, as we said, you lose the freedom, obviously. You obviously have a lot of other benefits to being a parent, but you do lose the freedom to an extent. Whereas now, the situation we are all sadly in and have been for the last 9-10 months, almost a year now, during this pandemic, is that I think personally my children have been my saviour. I mean, it's been very, very difficult, obviously, with the homeschooling, and difficult to make sure that they are feeling okay with everything that's going on, and they can't see their friends and everything else. But I think having a distraction in them and having to think about somebody else means I haven't had the time really to feel too sorry for myself, I think. So I think, yes, the freedom's not there, but actually in a situation like this where that freedom is taken away from you, then what are you left with? And I think as a parent, you're left with children who need you and need you more than ever. So perhaps actually this has been an interesting perspective on how children have added so much, certainly to my life in this pandemic. Not every day.
That's interesting, actually. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that. And I think how I have thought is, yeah, just being incredibly grateful that there is that bundle of joy. Yeah. You know, they wake up and every day is a new day full of things to be. It's when they're young anyway. Yeah. And also, I think he's taught me they're just so adaptable. And it makes you realize, because I always thought it was just sort of human nature to be, you know, into routine and change. And yes, they thrive in routine. But I think what my four-year-old's taught me is that, yeah, he's just so adaptable. He just goes with what's happening. Oh, right, my nursery's closed. Okay, so I'm at home today. Mummy and daddy are working. Yeah, as long as you explain, they're just like, okay. And in terms of how the whole world is dealing with the pandemic, I think we could learn a bit from that.
Definitely.
Just try to take it as it comes. And he constantly surprises me in that way. I sort of have this fear of, oh God, he's going to have a meltdown. So for example, we tried to fly to Madeira over Christmas before all the travel bans came in, but just as we were almost in the air, the Portuguese one came in, so we weren't allowed off the plane. So we got there on the landing strip, and the police came on and said, no, you're not getting off. I was thinking, oh my God, how am I going to tell my four-year-old he's not going to spend Christmas with his cousin? And he had a bit of a wobble for about 30 seconds, and then he was like, okay, Can I watch the iPad? I just thought, God, what a lesson in resilience and coping with change and uncertainty. It was just like so in the moment, living in the present. I think, yeah, he's taught me a lot in that respect.
Yeah, they definitely, like, as you say, they definitely live in the moment and they roll with the punches. And again, I think we're both saying it's not necessarily secondary school children. This is, I think, from both our perspectives with younger children. And as long as they have their, as long as their needs are met, so they have their mother or father or both or whoever carer around to support them, and they have a sibling if they have one, or they have their food and their stuff to do, then that's kind of it. Like you said, day to day, they wake up and it's a new day and they just get on with it. And I've certainly seen that in my older daughter, who's now having online lessons, year six. And it's a hugely different way of learning for them. They've never had to learn remotely. They've never had to chat to their friends through a screen or, you know, and they're just all getting on with it. And you can hear them all chatting away and laughing and giggling with each other and having their lessons as if it's always been like that. Whereas we're still moaning about Zoom and the technology and, oh my God, how do we do this? So it's certainly a lesson of just roll with the punches. Take every day as it comes. Don't look too far ahead, I think, as well. Especially if you're reading the news, just don't look too far ahead, because it's always painted with very much doom and gloom. So let's just talk about your family approach. So again, as a coach, and as a coach myself, and sort of knowing how we coach our clients, obviously coaching is taking a client through their challenges and their opportunities in a sort of structured, guided way, so they come, so solve their own problems and come to their conclusions, etc. Do you feel that you do that with yourself and with your family life, or do you, as I tend to do, forget all my coaching skills when it comes to my personal situation? How do you deal with that? How do you think coaching maybe helps you manage your family life?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I think it is so easy, and I definitely do it. You, as you said, you do forget to practice what you preach, if you like. I think there have been times where, you know, especially over the last year, I have sort of fallen back on some of those coaching questions that I use with clients if I'm finding something difficult. I think the main thing tends to be about thinking patterns. You know, if I'm catastrophizing something to do with the family, or, you know, putting too much pressure on myself to be some kind of perfect parent, is just trying to sort of rationalize that, if you like, and perhaps use those coaching tools around, okay, if you were advising a friend on this, or, okay, sit in that chair and tell me what you see, those sort of changing perspective type questions. I think they can really help. I think the main thing that's been translated is probably more to do from the relevant education, so the psychology that you study, and understanding where these challenges are coming from, and all that sort of thing. I think that's influenced me more as a parent, as opposed to the coaching side. Yeah. So in terms of how I try and bring my son up, and constantly thinking through, okay, if I say this, what's the impact on him going to be developmentally? Although it obviously can be a bit of a minefield, because you're constantly trying not to screw them up. But I think that's probably the main thing that I've been pulling over. You know, I'll be reading a coaching book or a, you know, mindset book or something, and it will get me thinking about how I'm parenting him. I do remember when this whole pandemic thing kicked off, it got me thinking a lot about routines, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff out there on social media about, okay, get your family into a routine. And I desperately tried that, and, you know, obviously being aware of the theory of coaching around goals and habits and routines, and actually found it was more stressful that maybe as a family we're all quite spontaneous, fairly open-ended, and sort of do what we feel like doing at the time, if that makes sense. So yeah, I thought that was quite interesting, because obviously in the coaching world it's very much about routines, habits, goals, as I said. But sometimes with a family that just doesn't always work. You know, I'd say to my son, right, painting this morning, and he'd say, no, I don't want to do that. And I'd be thinking, oh no, but the plan says this. So yeah, I thought that was quite an interesting situation to reflect on. Yeah, sometimes it's just what works best for you as a family unit.
Yeah, and I think it's the message seems to have changed as well. I think you're right, the first time round it was definitely routine, setting these sort of breaking things down for the children to bite-sized chunks every day and getting to do things. But now I'm hearing more people, now we're in this third lockdown, but the second sort of feel like it's the second real big one, is people now saying, actually, don't burden yourselves with a routine. Because as you say, if that doesn't feel natural, you'll just feel like you're failing every day. And you'll feel like you haven't ticked the things off your list, which means by the end of the day, you think, oh my God, the plan has gone. And it makes it feel worse. So maybe this time round, just understand your family dynamic and understand what works for you. And if it doesn't mean an hour of this, an hour of that, an hour of this, that's fine. Just do what works for you. As long as everyone's happy and healthy and safe and sane, then maybe just throw the rule book out the window a bit.
Yeah. I know, and I wonder if that's a sign of just us adapting to the uncertainty a bit better, because I guess it was so uncertain and so out of the ordinary to start with, that we fall on routines and structures to give us a sense of safety, and perhaps now we're getting a bit more used to it we're sort of happier just doing what feels right for us and having the confidence to do that, perhaps.
Yeah, and using our experience of not just the last lockdown but also just the whole period of 9 months of being restricted, knowing how that's impacted our families and knowing what does work for our families, actually. And we've had several months now to work through a few different strategies unconsciously, I imagine, and so now I think we're probably taking that experience on board and thinking, okay, this is what works for me, not what I'm necessarily was told to do originally. So I think it's definitely interesting, very interesting, as you say, way that people are now adapting to their new life, as it seems at the moment. So just thinking about you've touched on this already, but thinking about the clients you have, especially the new parents or the parents slightly older children, are there challenges that you think have come about more often for them that you could talk us through? So obviously we've talked a bit about coming back from maternity leave and how your confidence changes and you might be looking for a complete career change, but are there any other kind of coaching issues that come up with people who've just had a family or just starting a family?
Well, I mean, I imagine it's been, and it is discussed time and time again, but the biggest challenge is just the flexibility. You know, going from a job that's 5 days a week, potentially 8 till 6, for example, you then have a child. I mean, yes, in nursery, you can just about manage that if you find one that opens early enough and closes late enough. But as I said, 5 days, 4 days, so much money,
a lot of money,
and there's only so much assistance, and that's when they're a bit older as well. And then when they're at school, again, you know, there are certain jobs and certain companies, just obviously this, if pandemic is the only good thing that's come of it, is, you know, companies realize that actually you can work flexibly. But prior to that, just lots of clients saying there's just no way. I can't leave the office at 2:30 or whatever. And you know, hopefully that has changed. But it does create a real challenge for parents to think, okay, well, how do I continue my career successfully?
Yeah.
Having to manage these new logistics. And perhaps now, if we're working from home a bit more, it might open up more options and opportunities for parents. But that's been the main one. And then also, I think it's related, but, you know, people just wanting to be around their family more. Mm. And again, perhaps this has changed with what's come out of this pandemic, but, you know, parents realizing that they want to have breakfast with their kids. Yep. You know, they want to be home to put them to bed or to help with their homework, that it's a priority for them. Mm. And for some that means a bit of change to their career.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a massive change. It may just be working for a company that understands that a bit more, has a better work-life balance, as I said, it's more flexible. I think those are the main things. And then I think the other one is that, you know, you have a child and suddenly you think, okay, well, if I am going to work, I want it to be purposeful. I want it to be meaningful, because I, you know, if it's not, I prefer to be with my kids, yeah, to be honest. So if I'm going to work, if I'm going to be shelling out money or, you know, trying to make it work logistically, I want it to be something that's worth, well, that I feel is worth doing. So I think, yeah, that's something that they're faced with in clients, that they really want to take account of that and, you know, do something that they feel is worth being away from, yeah, their kids for. Yeah.
And also, I think not just purposeful for them, but certainly as my oldest daughter has got older, I want her to see mummy doing something that she knows mummy loves. And what she doesn't want to see, which she did see a couple of years ago, is mummy shouting every morning for her to get ready for school because mummy was going to miss her train. Whereas now, being self-employed and doing something I love, I hope that Olivia can see that, and she can see, actually, I can also, when I'm older, I can have a family and have a job I love and have something I'm passionate about. So I think it's also that leading by example, isn't it? I think as the kids get older and understand more about what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have had quite a few clients who they've said, oh, as you're saying, I want to be a role model for my children.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be seeing me grumpy in the morning and slogging off to a job that I'd rather not be at, and come home deflated and sad that they get up and go and do it the next day.
I know.
So a real, you know, people talk about they want to sort of pass on a legacy of sorts, and to be that role model of what's possible. And I think that's a generational thing. I think that's changing over time. You know, our parents, our grandparents, work was something different. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, you go and do it to pay the bills and you come home at 5 o'clock and that's family time.
Yeah.
I think things are changing in the generations.
Yeah. And I was talking to a lady this week, actually. I'm involved in some sort of career coaching for working mums, and she had been not out of work, she was a stay-at-home mum, so said not out of work, but it's a different kind of work, for 6 years. So she'd left behind a corporate career and had been a stay-at-home mum for 6 years, and now her children are older and at school, she wants to go back to having a more structured career of sorts. She's not sure, maybe something different, but certainly a career. And talking to her, that kind of gap, I mean, everyone expects you take a year off. If you're going to take sort of standard maternity leave, you take a year off potentially. But when you've taken 2, 3, 4, 5, in her case, 6 years out of the work environment, that is that's a really tough, again, from a confidence point of view and from a skills gap point of view, tough place to be in. I mean, she's being very determined and she's being very pragmatic and planned about how she's going to get back into work. But do you have any experience of people who've had a really big gap, not even because of parenthood, actually, just a big career gap for other reasons, and how they've been trying to get back into it again?
I think personally, no, not through my coaching practice. From what I can recall, they're mostly, I suppose, because of the age group that I work with, they tend to have younger kids, so they haven't been off work for that long. I was sort of thinking about my sister-in-law the other day. So when she left her career, if you like, to have kids, I think she was in media. Mm. Before social media was even invented. so she's been at home, and her kids are now, 14, 15. Mm. So everything she learned in her degree, those first two or three years of working, it's just almost irrelevant. It's a completely different industry. And it's very daunting for her to even contemplate, okay, how would I maneuver myself back into that? I don't think she really wants to be honest, but perhaps that's part of it, that it just feels like it's completely changed from when she was in it. I mean, I suppose my only input there would be, okay, well, what can you do to start building up those skills and relevant knowledge, whether that's through a short course or even a longer educational program, or I guess just being open to building up those opportunities slowly but surely, maybe even through maternity covers or contracts or, you know, temp work, that sort of thing, just to kind of slowly but surely build your skills, experience and knowledge up.
I suppose also looking at a career change completely. So as you say, if the landscape is entirely different and everything you did 6 years ago is potentially not relevant now, then actually what is relevant? What skills have you got now that are relevant to a completely different industry or completely different role, I suppose? Which may seem
daunting. Yeah, a good opportunity though to pivot into something else, because it's almost a natural fresh start to make the most of.
Yeah, exactly. It was an interesting conversation, because I hadn't really spoken to anybody who'd had such a long break and who wanted to go back into a really structured career. So it's quite interesting, a very different dynamic, I think, to people who've been off the sort of standard amount of time. So her challenges were quite different. So it's quite interesting, interesting to talk to her and how she was going to approach it all. Yeah. So as I think we've probably come to the end of our time today. Is there are there any final thoughts maybe you have on, I think especially at the moment with obviously the current landscape being very different to the norm and children being at home and nurseries open for the moment, we hope for your sake. some obviously kids at home and people juggling, also people not just juggling their careers with their kids, but also people who are probably looking for other jobs anyway, as they would be normally, and having to look for jobs within a pandemic and with the kids at home. Do you have any kind of parting thoughts or motivational quotes or anything to help those people?
Oh, just that first of all, I feel for you. It's a lot. And maybe that would be my first piece is just to acknowledge that it is incredibly unique. It is a lot. Just to where you can, I can appreciate the financial stress potentially, but just where you can to take it step by step. You know, if previously you were going at what you were doing 100%, just sort of accepting and being okay that may even have to come down to 50%. If that is in terms of the effort you're putting into your current job or the effort you're putting into homeschooling or whatever, is just to somehow take that pressure off yourself. And if you are looking for work, just sort of acknowledging it's a tough time and do what you can self-care wise, personal development wise to build up resilience and, you know, acknowledge that, yes, maybe before you might have only needed 3 interviews. Mm. It may be double that, it may be triple that. But, you know, you can get there. Yep. Just to chip away at it little by little, slowly but surely. Yeah, just with a bit of compassion and empathy for yourself.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think self-compassion, as I said, self-care is so important at the moment for everybody. Just to, it's all very well looking after the kids and feeling like you need to keep everybody else alive, but actually thinking about yourself and making sure you're okay and checking in with yourself every day is, I think, something we forget, don't we, to do. So yeah, vitally important at the moment for everybody.
No, definitely. Well, since this all kicked off, I came across it's called the 6-minute diary. Mm. And every morning it just asks you for 3 things that you're grateful for. Mm. How you'll make the most of the day, and a positive affirmation. Mm. And just something like that, you know, it's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
1 minute on each can just really set the tone for the day. And then in the evening, thinking about 3 great things that happened, which you might think, oh, I'll be clutching at straws, but actually it's quite easy. And so you go to bed with, you know, a positive perspective. So just little things like that can help.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And acknowledging it's temporary. Mm. Although it does seem to be never-ending.
It does.
It is temporary, and, you know, that phrase of, This too shall pass.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. Everything changes, so it'll be different again tomorrow and the day after, and eventually, as you say, it will pass, and we will be stronger for it, I hope.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think we constantly say to ourselves, "Oh, I can't cope." But every day you get up and you feed your kids, that's you coping.
Yeah,
it might feel rubbish and hard, but you are coping and you will cope. It will be challenging, but you are coping.
Yeah.
And that's the strength.
Yeah. Thank you. Very wise last words.
Thank you.
So if anybody wants to get hold of you, Alice, for career coaching, which is obviously what you do, mm-hmm. what's the best way to find you?
The best way is probably to jump on my website, which is alicestapleton.com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. My name is fairly unique, so you can usually find me just by putting my name in into any of those as well.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much, Alice. It's a pleasure having you on today.
And you're very welcome.
A lovely rest of day.
To you too. Yeah. Good. All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Parent Equation, and I know that Alice's wise words will certainly reassure and guide all the working parents out there. And I'd certainly recommend her if you're looking to change career, as it definitely worked for me. Please share and follow my podcast on all major platforms, and see you next time.